This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered what Malachi 2, verses 5 through 7 says about God's expectations of spiritual leaders, things we should appropriate by faith and obedience. Let's look again at verse 6. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. The focus here is on communication. True instruction refers to the content of what we say. What we teach should be the truth. Nothing false should be found on our lips. People are listening. Are we concerned that whenever they tune in to what we're saying, they're hearing truth? They're also watching our walk. Malachi says he walked with God in peace and uprightness and turned many from sin. Are you walking with God in peace and uprightness? Is what you teach reflected in your behavior? If it is, God will cause many to turn from their sin. Is your life having this kind of impact on those around you? Malachi adds, our communication should preserve knowledge, and this in turn should cause those who listen to seek instruction. Is what others hear from your lips causing them to seek more information, more truth? Whether you're a priest, prophet, or pastor, or an ordinary Christian, God considers you to be a messenger to those around you. If you are a parent, does what your children see in your life and hear from your lips cause them to want to learn more and experience a deeper walk with God? It should. It will if the way you live honors God. That's a high calling, demanding a humble, wholehearted commitment to God.